Well, is there something like a wash pot, except maybe a little smaller, that you might have seen suspended inside the fireplace or some type of?
I'd call it a kettle.
Talking about containers, a container that you would put cut flowers in, you would call that a
vase.
But you wouldn't grow
a flower pot.
You would grow. Would people ever keep flower pots inside the house?
Occasionally, depending. African violets, you know. Just depends.
Talk about the names of utensils that you eat with. You use
knife, fork, spoon.
And the plural of knife, you say?
Knives.
Talking about eating and all that, after you get through with the meal, your wife washes the dishes. What would you say she does when she pours water over them to get the soaps in?
Rinse.
And you know that cloth that she uses when she washes?
Dish rag.
Calls that a dish rag. How about the one she uses to dry?
Cup towel.
Cup towel.
Or towel.
And the one that you might use to bathe your face when you're taking a bath?
Wash rag.
In your kitchen, over your sink, the thing that the water comes out of?
Oh. Spigot. Faucet.
What about if it's in the yard?
That'd be more of a spigot or a hydrant.
You know.
Nib.
What about these portable water containers? The thing that the water comes out of, you might have to mash a button or something like that.
Spigot.
That would be called spigot. What would you say, if it's very cold in the winter, if you got up to turn on the water and nothing came out, you might say, well, got some.
Pipes froze.
And they might have actually
burst. Ruptured. Busted. Goddamn thing broke again.
What do you think you would say most naturally if something like that happened? Drain pipes?
Froze. Till I got out there and looked at it, and they say they busted. Yeah. Probably, I'd probably use busted.
Okay. Moving on to something else. Something that a lot of flour might have come in way back several years ago.
50-pound sack.
Or perhaps in one of these wooden things with the staves and all.
Barrel.
You ever heard of flour coming in the barrel?
Heard pickle barrel. Never heard of flour barrel.
Okay. Well, what about these metal things that run around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
Is that a shook?
You got me. I haven't heard that before. It might very well be.
I don't know.
A shook.
No, that's a stave. Had a man bring in a small digression. Brought in a little pamphlet that he found, and it was mailed in 1909 by a bank in Mount Pleasant. It was a puff piece on, you know, Mount Pleasant and Titus County, the growing area.
Right.
Of course, the bank is now since defunct. Right. And all this. And it listed the many things that were in Mount Pleasant and all this sort of stuff and what Mount Pleasant needs. And one of the things Mount Pleasant needed was a shook factory. And I can...
It's a hot item back then.
Yeah.
Shook. Everything's going to be all right as long as you get that shook factory.
Yeah.
Well, what about barrel hoops?
I've heard that, yeah. Rolling a hoop.
Yeah. What was that?
Rolling a hoop.
Was that some kind of
game? Kids' game with a stick, rolling the hoop down the street.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I think so. Probably with a hula hoop.
Yeah.